I'd like to welcome now Jackie and Kent to Key 103. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. So where about you guys are from Mosley and Withenshaw, yeah. You've had the most horrendous time. Tell everybody, and you know, take as much time as you want. Tell everyone the story. What's happened to your daughter and to your son-in-law?
My daughter, my son-in-law, they lived in Attersley, and in 2010 they sold the house and they moved to the Shetland Isles to give the three children a better life.
And they've got Beth, Mackenzie and little
and
Finlay.
Yeah. Yes, Finlay was only one. He was only a baby when they moved to the Shetlands. And in November 2013, Dennis became poorly.
So this is Dennis, your son-in-law?
Yeah, my son-in-law. He became poorly and he had a bad cough and they was treating him for whooping cough and it didn't go away. And they found out that he had a tumour on his lungs. He was diagnosed in the November, and in the April we got a phone call off my daughter to say he was really poorly. So we got a flight the next day and we went to the Shetland Isles. Dennis was very poorly. Anyway, he wanted to come back to Manchester. So they flew him home on the Thursday to Willowwood Hospice in Ashton-under-Lyne, a fabulous place. And we was in the Shetland Islands with the three children. And on the Friday night, late, we got a phone call to say Dennis had passed away. We was at the Shetlands with the three children. And then we had to drive then from Aberdeen to Manchester with the children. But we couldn't tell them that the father had died the night before.
Mm.
So me and Ken had to keep it together as though everything was fine, but inside we were so sad because Dennis was the most wonderful, wonderful father, and he was like a son to us. We went back to our house and we sat the children down and we had to tell them that the father had died. Obviously they was devastated. And me and Ken were so upset as well because we never got to say goodbye to Dennis. We didn't say goodbye.
Your daughter Susie, how did she cope with the loss of her husband?
Not very well. She loved Dennis, absolutely loved him. He was her soulmate. She said when she first met him, it was love at first sight. She knew straight away that she loved him.
So I suppose when he went, a big part of her probably went with him, did it?
She was never the same, never. She was always vibrant and lively, and that sparkle, it just went out of her. You could see it in her eyes. She looked sad, and she was. She just never got over it.
So what happened then, Jackie?
2 years went by, but she was so sad. And then on the 18th of October, on the Sunday...
That's this year?
This year. We got a phone call. And my eldest son was there, Kenny. And he was distraught. And I said, what's the matter? And he said, they can't do anything to save her. And I said, what do you mean? He said, they can't do anything for her. Well, we just couldn't take it in. We just could not take it in. She'd had a cardiac arrest and they was working on her. I couldn't go in and I was too upset. There was nothing they could do for her.
Oh, Jackie, I'm so sorry.
And she just passed away. And the three young children, they'd lost the dad and they'd lost the mum within 2 years.
Mm.
You know, it was so sudden.
So where are Beth and Mackenzie and Finlay now?
They're with our youngest son, Mark and Mandy, his partner, and they've got a little boy of their own. He's two in February. He said, I'm taking care of the children. And I said, you can't. You've got your own little boy. He just said, I'm not being funny. He said, but you and Dad are too old to bring up three children. So we was in another dilemma then, because they only had a two-bedroom flat. We went to the council. They just couldn't help us with a four-bedroomed house. We needed a four-bedroomed house for these children. Luckily, our Mark found one private, which we are renting. Extortion rent, it is. But it was near the school where they go to. Kenzie only started this secondary school in September. But they'd been uprooted from the Shetlands, from the house they loved,
back down
from
here.
The school, to come back down here. So we thought... We thought we can't move them from the school again. Mm. So we managed to get this house. Our Mark did. He was brilliant.
And now you're facing Christmas. Now Christmas is just around the corner in 2 weeks.
That's another thing, you know, the children. I'm a mother and a grandma. And I see my boys so upset, so distraught. And the children... And I'm their mother, and I can't do anything to take the pain away. And I should be able to, and I can't do nothing. And I just feel a failure. I can't.
You shouldn't feel like that, because you're doing absolutely everything you can. There's nothing physically more that you could do.
Jackie, you and Ken have done everything.
You can't. I can't take the pain away from my children. No. And I don't like to see... When you're a mother, you're a father, you don't like to see your children in pain. Just a
little bit of your heart. And you can do your bit to ease the burden.
The least we could do is give you a load of presents for all the kids. Just a little bit of your heart
is all I want. For a full list of drop-off points, go to key103.co.uk/mission. Key 103.